Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
I love the east, I love the west. North and south, they're both the best. I only want to be here as a guest.
And welcome to our show tonight. This is Linda Budd. How you doing? This is North State Now, and I'm so happy to be here live. 6:05 here on this third month, third night, 2022. And isn't that kind of cool? 332022. Everybody can say, and that's my phone. I got to turn it off. Hey, Jared is at the helm. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
And who was that that you brought the music in? That usually we do Casey and the Sunshine Band. Who was that?
That was the Karch Brothers. That was Pat Karch and his brother.
Was Pat singing that just as we came in?
Pat, who was singing? Pat. I guess Pat is unavailable.
All right, Pat is.
I'm not sure.
All right, so that's how we roll here, because we're live and just scream down the hallway, "Hey, Mom! Who was that?" Okay, so we're very thrilled because a couple things I want to tell you what's happening tonight. We have Axiom Theater. Now, since 2022 came around, one of the founders of Axiom Theater, Nancy Hill, we've had her on, and we did a whole hour program with her, I think, last month. And we have partnered with Axiom to talk about and share with our listeners all the wonderful things that Axiom is doing on a creative level. What a gift it is to have such an inclusive lineup of the up-and-coming shows that they're doing. So we have three actors with us tonight. We're very excited about talking to them, not about, but we're talking about everything, is Nick Brown, who's playing Dr. Frankenstein in the up-and-coming musical show, Young Frankenstein. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. And Aaron Sullivan Brown is playing Inga. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's get you into the mic. All right. There we go. You guys are going to have musical talents tonight. And Kim Mobley, who plays... Get in there, girl.
Hi, thank you.
So far, let's talk a little bit about the Young Frankenstein, the process. You auditioned. Mm-hmm. Do you want to start? Mm-hmm. Do you want to start, Ms. Mobley?
Sure. Yeah, Axiom has the general auditions in August.
Uh-huh.
Usually every summer they do a block of... auditions,
right,
for the entire year, and then try to cast as many of the...
And a handful of directors, from what I understand, that are going to be doing the show. So when you're auditioning, you really don't, even though you may have, I really want to do this part, once you know what the lineup is, that's a little nerving and unnerving at the same time, because you may not get the role that you think that you are perfect for. Did you have this role in mind when you auditioned?
This was the only role I wanted.
Well, it's a juicy one, so when you put your finger on it, you did a really good job. So what, so far in the process for you, Kim, playing, how do you say her name?
Frau Blücher.
Frau Blücher. Do you go home and say, Frau Blücher, when you like, do your hair? Because Kim's got big, beautiful, curly hair. It's just like, Frau Blücher. So what do you do when you get ready?
I sing a lot to the soundtrack, the Broadway soundtrack.
Okay.
And
how many numbers do you have?
One.
One?
But, well...
Is it a showstopper?
Of course.
It's the showstopper, right?
Absolutely.
And do you feel like you're up for this? You're game. You're totally slapping it down as far as, I'm game, I'm all in.
Absolutely.
How else can you be with not in Young Frankenstein? You better have it all in. All right, so let's move on to Aaron, and let's talk a little bit about Inga, because we know from the Terry Garr role that that was also there's not one individual role, I think, that is better than the other, but Terry Garr was one of my favorite all-time actresses, comedians, sidekick. She held her own in every space of things that she did.
Absolutely.
Dancer, you know.
Yeah. No, she, you know, it's funny because when I was a kid, I remember watching Young Frankenstein and seeing Terry Garr for the first time in that role, and I was like, oh, man, like, that's who I want to be, is, you know, like, just kind of oblivious, but she knows what she's doing, and, you know, but Terry Garr is just, she's great. Close Encounters, she was also wonderful in that.
So far for you with this show, because you guys are blocking the dancing, is that what you're saying now? Or?
Yeah, we had our first dance rehearsal last night, and we went through a number. Yeah.
So when you talk about your Sullivan Brown and your Brown, does this mean you guys are married?
I think that's what
okay,
it
well,
means.
I wasn't sure if the... Because you're just... I can see you being married, but you never assume, because you could be siblings.
True.
Has anybody ever asked you that?
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
First one. All right.
I mean, you just never assume.
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
So anyway, you guys are. When did you get married?
We got married this year, February 2nd.
Oh my gosh! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's get married and put on a show.
That's kind of
what we thought. Yep.
Oh my gosh! And why are you? I said, are you guys singing the lines to each other at night in bed? That's what I said. Now you could
you
have been
said that. No, you said that before you asked about if we
I
were
did.
Siblings.
I
so.
Did. I did. I did. So, but you know, you got to make it juicy for the radio, right?
You do.
So let's. I want to go, Aaron. Let's talk about some of the songs or what you're doing as far as your role is concerned, because I've never seen the musical.
Oh!
Never.
Oh, my God. Well, you're in for a treat.
I'm in for a treat.
I promise you that.
So help us color it for our audience, okay?
Well, I mean, it's a super fun show. There's honestly never a dull moment. Mm-hmm. And with the songs that I have are just so much fun. So when you first meet Inga, her song is Roll in the Hay, and she kind of jumps out of this, hay-filled wagon, introduces herself, and then she, you know, tells Dr. Frankenstein, oh, come roll in the hay with me, and, you know, let's see what happens. And, but it's, and then also, too, there's a really sweet song that she sings called Listen to Your Heart. So Inga's characters, she's very, I think she falls in love with Freddie, like, right at that moment, and she's just very persistent. So I guess that kind of works out since we're married.
So when they give you the book, and you, when they do the casting and they say, here are the roles that you're going to play, tell us the process then at that point. You must did you know the musical before you auditioned? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're familiar with the musical. How about you?
Yes, I was familiar with the musical.
Okay. Yeah. So when you auditioned, were you thinking, I want that role?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about, I mean, Mel Brooks' movies and his musical versions of them, any role is fun. Any role you want.
Mm-hmm. They're outlandish,
yeah,
you know.
They're
just
amazing.
Off the wall, which we love. And his sense of humor is,
And so when you hear Young Frankenstein's being done, it's like, I just want to be a part of it. I just, any role, I'm there. So, you know, you go in, what can I get? And obviously, you know, Gene Wilder is an icon and somebody that I looked up to growing up very much.
There's Nancy. So do you have Nancy just walked into the room, and we're sitting here full out, you know, asking the cast about the musicals. So let's go to, you know, Rick Brown, who's playing Dr. Frankenstein.
Nick Brown.
Oh, sorry, Nick. That's
okay.
My handwriting.
That's okay.
Nick.
Frankenstein.
Does it feel good?
It does feel good.
Does it feel good?
Yeah.
Do you have a number yet that's in the show that you feel like that's your
you know,
juice?
The first song that he sings is called The Brain, and it's really fun. and he's explaining how much he loves The Brain. But I think my favorite is one we haven't got to yet in rehearsals, but it's when he's creating the monster, and it's just this big, operatic, just beautiful song. A little spooky, very fun. It's called Life, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you both talked about that, and now I'm talking about Nick and Aaron, the newly married couple that go by the Sullivans. No. No, they're not the Browns. But
you hear it,
you know, the Sullivans are famous. We're a famous
Sullivan
group.
Sullivan
yeah.
Browns.
The Sullivan Browns.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you, and I think they're blinking because we have to take a break. So, do you have a number that you get to do together that's in harmony and a duet?
Well, Roll in the Hay, yeah. He interjects into it a bit, and then she sings Listen to Your Heart to him.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah. You know, Nancy, I wish we had a soundtrack here so I could just have him do a little, you know. We do that sometimes with
we'll
the theater folks.
We'll do that next time.
Yeah.
Because I will
yeah.
bring them again.
Yeah, that sounds so great. And Nancy, executive director. Well, what's your title on this particular one?
Actually, I'm the director of this show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Director of Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She brought her actors in. You got to get them wet. Get them wet.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're here also with Kim Mobley. And look, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott. Hey, you guys. Thanks for hanging out tonight. We're going to have Sandra Jennings on at 6:30. That's going to be our astrologer that's going to tell us what's happening with Pisces moon, and then a little bit more about what's happening with the Reading Civic
when
and some
upcoming. The seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars.
We'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
I have one question, Dr. Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein. Welcome back to the show, 619 here on KCNR. Thank you so much for bringing that in, Jared. We're here with the cast of Young Frankenstein. Three of the major parts of the cast or actors in the cast, and that is Nick Brown, Aaron Sullivan Brown, and Kim Mobley. Welcome back to the show. And if you just have tuned in with us, this portion of the show is also brought to you by the Reading Civic. We're going to go into some of the performances they're having and outside concerts that are going to be for those people who don't feel like they want a mask and be inside during a concert. Some of the bigger acts, we're going to drop those dates on you a little bit later on in the show. And we have our astrologer, Sandra Jennings, coming on at 6:30. So thank you for our sponsors, which is Charlie's Restaurant, Axiom Repertoire Theater, Reading Civic, Tobacco and Brew, and Country Kitchen. Thank you all for making this show possible. And Nancy Hill.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Director of Young Frankenstein. But you're talking about another show that we're going to give tickets away for those listening for a really secret garden.
Yeah, The Secret Garden. And this show was brought about because our children's executive director, Lizzie Stockson, really pushed to create a show for children, not just a show with children in it. And so that show opens next week, and it runs for 2 weekends. And we would love to give some tickets away out there. Hello.
To the Secret Garden. Hello. And again, it opens
Thursday of next week, and it runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm not sure they have a Sunday matinee next week. I think it's the following weekend.
Wonderful little show.
Yes.
Not a little show, but a show.
It's beautiful to bring
the family, and we're always looking how can we, because you know Young Frankenstein has a little tongue in cheek, a little bit of adult humor going on there. But for those listening that maybe have grandkids or kids or neighbors, and they want to do something where, you know, you're instilling something really cool, The Secret Garden is the show to go to. So give us a call at 605-4567, and Jared will be standing by. We'll give 4 tickets away.
Yes. For happy tickets.
And then we'll make sure you get the name so we can know what night's going to be great.
And they can choose their night.
Fabulous. 4 tickets right now, 605-4567. All right, now that we've talked about The Secret Garden, are you also directing that? How do you come up for air, girl?
No. That's Lizzie Stockson. She's directing. Yeah, Lizzie's on that show and just killing it. It's really a beautiful show. The music's insanely beautiful. And, I mean, it's very, I don't want to say it's operatic, but it's very classic in its iteration. And we have children in it. There are beautiful adults in it, beautiful kids. It's just a beautiful, delightful show.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's now segue over to Frankenstein.
Yes. Beautiful show, yes.
Let's talk about the challenge for you so far. I always love to ask actors, is it daunting? Has it been daunting somewhat? Has it been everything that you've thought of been so far? Where are you in your process?
I would say daunting is a good word. What drew me to it was I knew that it was going to be a challenge for me. I've never danced before in a show extensively, and this is a dance heavy musical, or I will be required to do that.
So you have to remember songs and 8 counts.
What?
Yeah.
Linda the dancer.
No, I mean that's a whole.
No, yeah, I know, and I knew it was going to be a challenge, but that's what I look for. I want to challenge myself with each new show that I do, and I've done music before, so I have sang before. But it's still not something that I'm 100% comfortable with. So
hey, let's get married and let's star in a show.
Yeah.
And then let's learn how to be able to, how many, you know, 8 counts or how many bars or how many, you know, all of that. How do you do that? And I just to multitask is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do a musical, you have to multitask. Mm-hmm. It's really demanding different parts of your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of which has to all come together in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So what's so far? Are you saying daunting? What's the biggest thrill so far?
I think it's all thrilling. The music, I think. The music is so good and it's so fun. I can't wait to show people. It's like when you watch the movie and you think, how can this be a musical? You just are going to be blown away. I'm very excited about that part of it.
Can we talk a little bit about the composers? Did we do any study? I mean, I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but who are the composers?
Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
He actually wrote the music?
And lyrics.
He collaborated.
Okay. So in other words, he sat down with somebody, ching, 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 and he would say, no, go up here and try that chord. Ding, 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 ding.
Then
he had to come up with all the lyrical content. Oh, my God.
What he loves to do in his musicals is take from other musicals. So when he writes these songs, there's references to homage. Every homage. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Do you know what the homage is?
That's wonderful. Well, let's get back over here with Kim Mobley. Let's talk about your song. Do you feel like when you get up in the morning and you're walking your dog or whatever you do with your cat or even if you don't have animals, making coffee, whatever the most simple of events that you do throughout the day, are you thinking about the lyrical content with every nuance of the song?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I'm living this song. It's
yes.
called He Was My Boyfriend.
Do you have a little, do you do anything like Madeline Kahn where she had this lisp?
No.
I didn't know if you.
The Cloris Leachman part.
Okay, well, I mean, okay, so, but, well, okay, so, thank you, but,
yes.
But Madeline Kahn did do a lisp,
yes.
Do you, but with, tell me about what you do in your role where you've maybe taken it from the character at all? In the movie, or are you just making it your own completely?
I'm making it my own.
I can't wait to see what you do.
Some props coming. And
props? She's laughing.
But, of course, Cloris Leachman. Oh my
Cloris
God.
Leachman just laid it down hard, didn't
very,
she?
Very much. Right.
Yeah. But, see, I could see you doing Madeline Kahn's part, too.
That is an amazing role.
Yeah,
Elizabeth.
Yeah. I could see you doing,
God.
I could see, because when you first came in, I thought that was the role you were doing.
Maybe in another.
Okay. All right. Okay. Maybe in another.
We'll bring it next
year.
I'm hoping I'm old or young enough that it'll come
around.
Cloris
Leachman. So, God, she played a good. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, let's talk about, okay, so you feel like you've got the song, the nuances down, all the stuff that is coming. Okay, how much time do you have before you actually go into dress rehearsal?
Oh, a couple months, a month and a half.
All right.
Yeah. Last week of April.
Yeah, last week of April.
We have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So for you, that's a lot of time?
No.
Yeah, Yeah, I would think, you know, and how long is the musical?
The show, yeah, probably two hours to two and a half.
Guys, that's so intense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And then you have to block it, Nancy, the stage left, stage right. That's exhausting.
Well, that's
when I think about that, up stage, backstage.
So here's the deal. I got to say this. When you have Mel Brooks as your inspiration, and I saw A Young Frankenstein when I was 10, about peed my pants, I'm not going to lie. Even at 10 years old, I knew he was a genius.
Oh, yeah.
So he gives you everything. I mean, it's just, it's in the script, and it's in the movie, there's so many things that are available to a director that if they screw this show up, they should be fired.
That is just fantastic. I'm so thrilled that you guys are here. You know, I always say good luck and break a leg. That's just my deal. But you'll come back again, and hopefully we can do a track. You can sing a couple lines.
Yeah.
Get your feet wet, listen to it back, and say, maybe I should do my vowel different. I don't know. But, you know, anyway, so happy to have Nick Brown, who plays
Dr. Frederick Frankenstein.
Can I hear that again?
Dr. Frederick Frankenstein.
Does he make dinner and say, Frankenstein?
All the time.
Okay.
Especially these ladies like coming up with some like new creation.
I like it. I like it. And congratulations on you guys getting married.
Thank you.
That is so cool. Erin Sullivan Brown. She's it. She's the real deal. And Kim Mobley. Who's my Facebook friend?
Yes!
I love that. Thank you for liking me, because I'm liking you back. Oh, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have the famous Sandra Jennings in the house, who is our famous astrologer. Thank you. I love it when she comes by. She's going to tell us exactly what's happening with planetary alignment. Moon is in Pisces. What does that mean? I don't know if Mercury's in retrograde. Hopefully it never happens during show times, but you know, you can't plan those things. You got to go on with the show. So we'll hear about that stuff, and then we're going to talk a little bit about some outside concerts that are happening at Reading Civic and their lineup as well. So don't forget, if you're ever in the mood for a killer soup or great food, Charlou's, which used to be Mary's Pizza Shack. They have now come in with their own menu and some of their own beautiful things. It's always been their dream, and they are fantastic. And if you love split pea soup, which I do, it's not all split pea. It's created equal, but it's the best I've ever had, ever, right there at Charlou's Restaurant. So there you go. We'll be right back.
Life, life, it's life that you must give. Faith, faith, through this storm and strife. Faith, faith, give my creature life. Tear the night asunder, cast your light upon the dark. Lightning bolts and thunder will ignite a mortal spark. Life, life, ere the break of dawn. Life, life, let my dream be born. Faith, faith, through this storm and strife.
No shenanigans this month over at Black Bear Diner. Celebrate St. Patty's with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an Irish Benedict, Reuben sandwich, or corned beef and cabbage. All served from Monday, March 14th through Sunday, March 20th. Pair up with a beer or end with our new chocolate coconut caramel delight pie. Either way, make sure you go green at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome back to our KCNR show here, North State Now. This is Linda Bott. Now, when you hear that song, it really segues right here. I'd love to know who composed that because, well, years ago when I was, when my first real big grown-up jobs and I was with the Gold Diggers, we did that as an opening number in front of a 22-piece orchestra in Las Vegas. So there I was, you know, all in my 19, I was 19 years old, and we were singing Aquarius. And I remember having a wardrobe malfunction where one of the garments that was holding me together fell down, and I had to do the entire song with my elbow at my held onto my waist, and I can remember the trombones behind me, the bop ba da bop,
and you're dying to dance.
It is. Well, welcome back to the show. Unless you've ever been in a situation like that, you just don't know how horrified. You know, you get older, it's like, all right, whatever. You know, it is what it is. But when you're young like that. But it was Aquarius that was playing. And that just segues right into our great astrologer, Sandra Jennings. I always appreciate it when I call and you come.
I appreciate it when you call so I can come.
That is awesome.
Because then I can share with people what they are wanting to know, what's happening in the sky and how does it affect us here on the earth.
Well, when you came tonight, you said Pisces is usually kind of a peaceful, flowing water. And then you said, and this craziness that's happening with the Ukraine and Russia, but you have some insight.
I definitely have some insight. Now, I always like to relate to the timing of the new moon and the full moon. And the new moon was just yesterday. And the sun and the moon met at 12 degrees of Pisces. And, of course, Pisces is a water sign. And water always indicates emotion and intuition and the ability to, in this case with Pisces being the last sign of the zodiac, to incorporate all of the experiences of the previous 11 signs into this wonderful experience of connection with the all in all, with everything, with source energy, which can be a wonderful spiritual experience. And that's what people come to love about the Pisces new moon, because it's a time for unconditional love and caring and sacrificing for others and thinking about what a wonderful world this is and how we can enjoy it together peacefully and hopefully in a beautiful meditative state of bliss. So this particular sign of Pisces and those Pisces energies are enlarged or maximized because there's two other planets that were right next to the sun and moon, Neptune and Jupiter. And Jupiter being the largest planet in the solar system always increases anything it touches. So it brings about more water. And Neptune, the god of the sea, Poseidon, same being. So it's indicative that there are intense water situations that could be going on around the world and intense emotional situations that could be going on around the world. And of course, we're getting some rain here, which is a wonderful thing.
Isn't that lovely?
But there are intense floods happening in Australia that suffered terrible fires, and now entire cities are being washed away. So there is a flooding situation that is going on in some area of the world, in the southern hemisphere. So this increased water, this flood of water, magnification of emotion is going on. And I noticed from a study that I did some years back of all of the most horrific catastrophes that happen in the world, volcanic eruptions, declarations of war, etc., that Neptune was always prominent at that time because Neptune gives us the opportunity to be able to feel what other people are feeling and have empathy. And so Neptune and Jupiter working together increases that empathy, and that's just what we're feeling for people in the Ukraine right now as their country's being overrun. So there's something wonderful that happens at the Neptune at the Pisces new moon, but also there's this edge to it, and it's because there's that one combination of planets in Pisces. You know, I'm calling sun and moon planets. But there are other combinations also. And there's another conjunction of three planets, Venus, Mars, and Pluto, at the time of the new moon, and they're all in the same sign and in exactly the same degree, 27 degrees of Capricorn. It's really coincidental. And now usually Venus and Mars, that's the lover's aspect, because think of the goddess Venus, goddess of love and attraction and beauty and creativity, and the god of Mars, the ultimate macho man, so brave and assertive in the most wonderful ways. All right, but Pluto's part of the mix, and Pluto's the god of the underworld and the god of death and transition, transformation, and rebirth. So when Mars, the god of war, gets together with Pluto, the god of the underworld, that's a very volatile configuration when those two meet. And any kind of hard aspect, like a conjunction the way it was at the new moon yesterday, or a square when they're 90 degrees apart, or opposite on either sides of the Earth. So that's an indicator of what's going on in certain places on the Earth, is this possibility of intense, volatile anger and people bravely rushing forward like soldiers, being very aggressive. And then we also bring the potential for Pluto and plutonium and nuclear energy into the mix, because that's happening over there right now. One of the biggest nuclear plants in Europe is under attack and actually on fire as we speak. So it's like, you know, this is could be a traumatic situation. And that is definitely what happens when the god of war meets the god of the underworld. Okay, so what else is going on? There's another grouping, and that's Mercury and Saturn. And Mercury is communication and being able to negotiate with each other, next to or working with Saturn, which Saturn can put a blanket on things, can cause detours or prevention or blockages. So there's obviously in Europe been an inability for negotiation. They have been negotiating, and their misunderstanding. It's not working, because that's when Mercury is not able to flourish. We get things like the Mercury retrograde situations where communication goes crazy, or there's misunderstandings instead of making an understanding. So, of course, we prefer to think about the beautiful Piscean energy and the blanket of misty, cloudy peacefulness and connection to source. That's the beautiful part of Pisces and of Neptune. But many people don't know that there is a heavy metal called Neptunium, and it's a precursor to make nuclear energy, to achieving plutonium. So there's another connection, and you know, it's like, I don't want to put those all together. I don't like the feel of it. I would rather focus on the blissful connection to God and source, whatever you call your higher power,
right,
and floating and going with the flow and feeling immersed in this beautiful sea of emotions that are plentiful and unbounded, no boundaries to them. So those are some of the many images that come about because of the chart for the new moon, the Pisces new moon. It's a lot of different themes.
I mean, when you're saying Neptunian?
Yeah, there is one. Neptunium.
That's a
heavy metal. It is an element.
It's an element that's in our Earth.
And buried beneath the Earth generally. Like, then that's what the nuclear metals like plutonium and uranium, the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, they're buried under the surface of the Earth. And those intense emotions can be buried inside of us in our subconscious to be under pressure and tension and that the tension grows until there's some kind of an emotional explosion.
Let's keep Sandra on. I do want to spend some time a little bit talking about the Reading Civic. They've got a special guest coming up Well, several things. I would like to direct you to the Reading Civic Auditorium and go to readingcivic.com and talk about these upcoming shows that are happening. Of course, next weekend we have the Reading Home and Garden Show, which is very exciting. That is always so great. We've got Fluffy Gabriel Iglesias. He is hilarious. Back on tour. Going to be here March 20th. March 6th. Well, that's already happened, hasn't it? No, it's March 6th here?
No, it's only the 3rd.
I'm sorry, that's Nat. Nate.
It's
Nate
coming.
Bargatze, I guess. I don't know how to say his name exactly, but we love the comedy shows that we get to see at the Reading. We have Blippi the Musical coming up April 22nd. And a couple things that the Civic is doing that I think is really great. This is new for them and for our community. It's a great thing. Oh, we got to take a break. We're going to talk about that when we get back from these messages. Here on KCNR, this is Linda Bott. Jared's at the helm. We'll be right back.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This year's Turtle Bay auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items while supporting Turtle Bay. Register free online, then view and bid on over 100 items. From getaways and romantic dinners to jewelry and more. Learn more about everything auction at turtlebay.org.
And welcome back to our last segment. What happens to the time? Of course, we had on Axiom Repertory Theater with three of the wonderful actors that are going to be in the musical Young Frankenstein. Now, I've seen the movie. I remember sitting in the theater with my father, and we laughed our heinies off. I was, I don't even know if I was driving yet. I don't know. I know I was in high school, somewhere in there. And my mom does not share the same kind of silly humor my dad and I do. I like stupid funny. Like, I'm the girl who liked the movie Dodgeball. So stupid, but so hilarious. Look at it. Yeah, I remember being on a plane, and there were Dodgeball, and you could see every guy that was listening with his headphones on, watching their shoulders were going up and down because they were laughing. I was right there with them, and I think stupid funny. So, Young Frankenstein, the movie, is clever, and I've never seen the musical, so I'm really excited about that. They were on the first half hour, and with me right now is our one and only astrologer to the stars, and that is Sandra Jennings. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here and be able to share what I know with other people. Most people want to know what's going on with themselves, and they want to know more about themselves, and they want to know their path for the future. And it's a wonderful thing that with astrology, I can help people to understand themselves better by an analysis of their birth chart, but I can also tell them about their path for the future for the next year by doing a solar return chart. Both charts are extremely informational and will tell you about all of the themes in your life. So they're very helpful. And when I get an opportunity to tell people that I can perform this kind of service, it makes me humble and it makes me appreciative. So thank you so much for letting me be on this evening. And now I get a chance to talk about what's going on in the heavens right now and how we relate to the heavens. Because, of course, creation is all connected. And we are connected to other people, and we are connected to everyone on the earth. We're connected to the other side of the earth, and we're connected to all of the planets in our solar system. They are all beings in their own right, like we are. They live in a different frequency that's much larger, bigger, huge, and we can't comprehend them directly. We can't talk to them. Hello, Neptune. Hello, Pluto. Hello, Venus. And, you know, send them an email, a telephone call, and get a response. But I can communicate with them by seeing where they are in their chart.
And there's a scientific approach to it, and you've been doing this for, what, decades? Decades.
Five decades.
So you've been doing, studying astrology and the placement of a time, a place, and a planet. Now, many people laughed at Nancy Reagan.
They did, but...
And how many peoples, the kings, the people would plan or not plan according to the charts?
Everything. Do I get married? Should I go to bed with my wife tonight and plan to have a baby, you know, a royal baby? Do we have negotiations with another country, or do we have Adam? So wanting to know... how to operate properly and be connected to the best path possible for ourselves to where we are following the mandate of heaven is important. So,
speaking of the heavens, I just have to throw this in because we, you know, the Reading Civic, has come back in, for North State now and their sponsors. And so I love reaching out to them. And I did get a call about that they are doing two concerts coming up. They've not done this. Well, they did have like a 3-day rock concert, country concert where they did a festival. But these are two separate, performances that will be Brett Young, which is May 8th. He's going to be outside on the lawn. So there's people that may not want to be masked or don't want to show their shots and that kind of thing, and they are afraid to be in an environment enclosed, whatever your reason. So they've brought two upcoming concerts where they'll be out on the lawn, which is fabulous, out under the stars. Brett Young on the lawn, May 8th. You can get your tickets now on readingcivic.com. And the other is Rise Against on the lawn. They will be April 21st. Something you may be thinking about Mother's Day before you close your eyes and around the corner. Celtic Women, Postcards from Ireland, is on May 15th, which will be not on the line, but at the Civic. Now, I've watched this wonderful show on PBS, and if you're thinking about what do I get my mom, how wonderful the gift of music, taking your mom to a concert, taking your sister or your aunt or your daughter or whatever that is, Celtic Women will be at Reading Civic. You can get tickets, readingcivic.com. I know it would be something my mother would love, and that is May 15th, the concert night. They also, you know, baby sharks are everything, so we've got the Baby Shark Live Splash Tour that's happening in June. Go online and see some of the wonderful lineup at the readingcivic.com. We're going to get back now and talk with our Sandra Jennings about what's happening with Pisces. And, I mean, I can't get over the Ukraine thing.
The Ukraine thing is frightening. You don't want to contemplate the worst-case scenario. Mm-hmm. But I do have a little light at the end of the tunnel here, and the tunnel isn't that far away. I mentioned that when Mars and Pluto get together, the god of war and the god of the underworld, it can be a very emotional and volatile and warlike situation. And, of course, that happened at the new moon, which was just yesterday. So this situation has come to a head. Those planets are in the same exact sign and degree, 27 degrees of Capricorn. But Mars moves a lot faster than Pluto. So Mars is going to leave, going to jump right over past Pluto at 27, go to 28, 29, and then there is no 30th degree of Capricorn. There's a first degree of Aquarius. So Mars is going to move from the 0 degree of Aquarius until it is called the first degree, but it's the 0 degree. So Mars is going to move out of the area, out of the sign, out of the proximity of Pluto. So let us pray that that is going to mean that this situation in the Ukraine and this invasion is going, that's going to power down. Let's pray for that. I mean, we do have the power of prayer, that, and it does work. So focus on that at this new moon time when we are thinking about how do we use this beautiful Piscean energy where we can connect to source, to whatever we call our higher power, and with a calm, beautiful, loving heart, unconditional love, and pray for peace over there. So let's use that energy at its best.
What else do we need to be looking for in this transitional time that would be something with our planets moving? Besides, we talked about the Ukraine. We've got just 3 minutes left. Let's talk on a high note as we leave here about what this next month in March, the March and the beginning of April has in tune for us.
Sure. March, and at the time of the equinox around the 21st, that's the beginning of the natural year. And so that's an important time. That is when a lot of people decide, oh, we're going to start a garden, or we're going to get active outside and do things that are more in tune with pleasant weather and beautiful surroundings. So, and there's always some kind of an earth festival that goes on at the equinox. Well, but before that, there is something called the Aries Point, and that's when the sun moves right into Aries, right in the beginning, that first degree, 0 to 1 degrees. And that is like the beginning. That's the time when you start everything, when the sap starts to run and flow, and animals want to mate, and flowers want to grow, and think there's a beautiful beginning coming. It's like a time of rebirth, natural rebirth.
And that's March 21st.
That's coming in March,
mm-hmm, okay.
Both of those circumstances. So that's what we can look forward to when energy is in, when the sun moves into Aries, which is a fire sign, which is inspirational. Fire signs are radiant and active and inspiring. Wonderful for us.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sandra Jennings. And you can go to Sandra Jennings. What's your email again?
My email, sandrajennings85@gmail.com. You can look me up at my site, Sandra Jennings, the astrologer. You can find me on Facebook or under Chiron Society, which is my meeting every 2 weeks.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much. You're going to be seeing more or hearing more from Sandra. This is Linda Bott signing off. Thank you for joining us live here. Make it a great night. Do random acts of kindness, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.